Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Join five of America's hottest celebrity chefs, including chefs Ben Ford, Elizabeth Faulkner, and Antonio Lavasso. Participate in a Chopped-style competition on stage at the Culinary Showdown. Help support the fight against breast cancer. Learn more at ComanLACounty.org/cook. That's ComanLACounty.org/cook. Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life right here in the 805. And, of course, I always love that you are joining us. We've got lots of long-time listeners, and I want to just do a quick shout-out to all of you out there. It's so great to have people that have been listening to you. And actually, when I get to call you and you are a winner, we get to find out a little bit more about you. So keep calling. I do want to give out that phone number. That phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number that gets you to the Kim Pagano Show to win. And all you have to do is leave us your name and your number and your email so one of our team members can get back with you. All right. For today, I always want to start our show with a moment of motivation. And again, happiness is found when you stop comparing yourself to other people. You are your own gift. And that's really what we all have to remember, is we show up as who we are, and the people that we love and love us will show up right there with you. So with that, I do want to say thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tom, how are you doing?
Everything's going great, Kim. Beautiful weekend.
Good. Happy birthday to your daughter last week, right?
That was Wednesday. Yeah. Aubrey turned 9.
Oh, wow. I can't believe. It's like, you know, when you've been working with somebody forever, you're like thinking of her as this little girl. And, you know, anyways, well, we've got a great show for you. But before we do that, I want to just make sure that you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. All these places are places that you can hear our shows and also learn more chances to win. The other thing you could do is go to our website, KimPaganoShow.com. You can listen to all of our back shows there. Also, we have our own podcast on iTunes, and all you have to do is go to iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. With that, I'm really excited to tell you about our show today. Of course, we are on our first hour, 6 to 7, and then we have another whole hour from 7 to 8. And in our studio this morning, so glad that she's here. She's an amazing lady who puts together all these amazing events out here. Many of you have been to the Strawberry Festival, and of course, now we're going to be talking about the Harvest Festival coming up. And of course, that is Ventura County, September September 30th through October 2nd. Lisa Carey, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here, Kim. Thank you.
Tell everybody so I know you always do these two huge ones, but I'm sure you do so many more things. What's going on?
Well, I love the fact that I do special events, and it allows me to reconnect with people and friends such as you and come and visit and talk about all the positive things. So that's what it's about. These are all celebrations. The Harvest Festival Original Art and Craft Show, this is the 27th year that we've come to Ventura. And the showcase itself has been around for 44 years. So it's lovely that there's a fall tradition in the county. And people really enjoy coming out because it kind of gives us that first taste of fall.
What I was going to say. It's like, as soon as I know Harvest Festival is here, I'm like, ooh, okay, we're getting into the holidays.
Yeah. And it's wonderful. We have a pumpkin patch where kids can come and get your photos and keep ahead of the curve with regard to getting into the spirit of the holidays. And there's live entertainment, strolling performers, but the main ingredient is really the artisans. There's over 24,000 original works, and the fairgrounds, we have three buildings, and then there's some different displays interspersed throughout side, and over 24,000 and 300 plus exhibitors, and they come from all over the country.
And there's like quite a list to be able to get in there too. I mean, you don't just take everybody, correct?
Correct. You know, I'm glad you mentioned it because it's a juried showcase. So what that means is the quality is, it's not like you can just embellish something that you find at the mall and put your little bow on it and say it's handmade. You know, the producers do a terrific job, and they screen and there are certain criteria that must be met. So you have a great diversity, and a lot of people really go beyond with the creativity. You see things that you were like, oh my God, how did they do that? How did they even think of that?
Yeah, I was trying to think of something now, just like the blown glass and, you know, I mean, just all the ornaments. That's where I get all my ornaments. I'm like done for the year. You know, it's like, okay, got that done, you know.
And I love it too because they can personalize items, you know, and you get to interact with the artists and they're so passionate about what they do and they love sharing that with people that come and appreciate the time and effort and love that goes into creating something from hand.
Yeah, well, definitely, because it's their gift and they're sharing it with everybody. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Tom, we didn't even talk about all of our great giveaways, and then we'll come back to, because we've actually got some tickets to the Harvest Festival that I'd love to share with everybody. So let's just start off with that at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And all you have to do is call up, leave us your name and your number, and we'd love to get those out to you.
And the Harvest Festival is also good for boys.
I know. You always say that. Yeah. My husband goes with me and he's like, okay, let's get our salsa and let's get our, you know, I mean, there's good stuff there.
There's people that make like really cool stuff from teams, pro teams and things like that. There's man cave stuff there too. Trust me, guys. The first time I went there, I thought, oh boy, here I go. Seriously. And then I said, it rocked.
It's good.
A lot of people and it's great for the kids. How much does it cost to bring a child in under 12?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that because nothing.
Nothing.
It's absolutely free.
Yeah, so what a great,
12 and under, and there's something for the kids. Lowe's Home Improvement is out there, and they have pots that you can plant with seasonal flowers, and they're giving those away. The kids can do that. And we have a kid zone, and there's play equipment with My Gym, and then there's a pumpkin patch. And then also, in addition to the artisans with their creations, there's specialty foods. So the men in the group and anybody can go around and they offer little sample tastes.
Yeah,
so
my husband always comes back and goes, here. I'm like, wait, where'd you get that? Oh, well, we had to try this.
There's barbecue and stuff, all sorts of things there for the men. So get on out there and have fun. Let's talk about our giveaways. We're at the theater throughout Ventura County. The Elite Theater is playing The Tempest. That show is on their main stage, and it's going to run for quite a while now through just about the end of September. The Rubicon Theater is hosting Moonlight and Magnolias through September 18th. We have that going on, and the Caneo Players is showing Farragut North, and that is running right now, and you can go to that show. They have Thursday through Saturday performances and Sunday, too. Talk about a singer. How about Peter Cetera at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, September 17th, and that is going to be an 8 o'clock show. We have pairs of tickets for that. Tracy Morgan, very funny man. He's bringing his Picking Up the Pieces tour to Thousand Oaks. The Mom-O-Palooza, you're going to that?
I am. Yeah, I love all those mom things. In fact, and then, of course, Three Blonde Moms. I'm actually going to be emceeing that one
funny.
In the host. So, yeah, be really fun.
And the way they bounce around their comedy, it's something else. It's a different look because they're individual then together, and they're very, very funny.
There you go.
So check out that show, too. We got comedy. And we have music, and we have theater.
There you go. All right. And again, I'd love to get some tickets out right now. So we've got the Harvest Festival. We've got tickets, a couple of family packs for that. And let's do a couple of pairs of tickets to the Rubicon Theater, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. So, Lisa, thank you so much for joining us here today. So this is the 27th annual.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
It's wonderful that there's a tradition here in Ventura County.
Funny that you're saying that because I'm just writing my next column for Caneo Valley Lifestyle. Uh-huh. And it's about traditions and family traditions. And it's funny as you're having babies and you're developing your family, you don't realize what traditions you're actually putting together,
right.
The meals that your mom or your dad used to make you or your families. And it's almost like that old song that just takes you right back to where you were as a child.
Oh, yes,
or whatever.
Totally.
Yeah. And so this is another thing, the families all come together. You always see like the different generations.
Yes, that's
right?
What's so lovely about this. It's multi-generational and it appeals to everybody. So they have fun and they look forward to it. I've come many years with my mother and I have very fond memories. And I think what's great about it is you can do all your holiday shopping and put it in a closet. And what I do is it cracks my client up because I leave with tons of bags of I do all my holiday shopping.
Yeah, I do,
and
too.
And you find so many original things that you would never see in a mall.
Right.
And so then I just put them away. I buy everything that I would want. And then I say, oh, that'll be great for so-and-so and so-and-so.
It's got their name written all
right,
over it. Yeah,
right.
I love that. I love that. Okay, so again, when is I want to tell everybody, September 30th, it starts, correct?
Right, and that's a Friday. So
okay.
It's 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and then it goes through Sunday. That's October 2nd, and tickets are good. Once you purchase a ticket, it's good for the whole weekend.
Oh, so you can keep going back.
If
you're like on the
go,
fence about it, that's my thing. I'm like, dang, I should have got that, And then I got to go back and go, all right, let me just get this, But I have to tell you, it's funny. My mom was the one who, if you see something you love, just get it because you never know if it's going to be there again, especially with those kind of things that are a specialty.
Right, right. And I think what's fun about it is I see a lot of people going, where's so-and-so's booth? Because they know that they're going to come each year and find something new and exciting, because these artisans also kind of, it's sort of an unwritten thing, but they have a competition within themselves they want to create new trends and attract patrons to their exhibits. And so they're always constantly doing new things and it's exciting.
There you go. I love it. What time is it start?
Well, on Friday and Saturday, it's 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then on Sunday, it's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I think what's great about it, too, is the people make a point of connecting with the community, the producers. So if you bring a couple canned goods, it benefits Food Share.
Oh,
and
I love that.
You get $2 off your admission.
Okay.
And Boys and Girls Club of Ventura is going to be greeting you with some parcel bags that you can purchase, and they get the percentage from that. And it's nice
many
to
hands
see kids
make
out little
work.
There,
okay,
know?
Yeah, we're all working for
all
the
involved.
Same great thing. I love it.
Yeah.
I love when it's a win-win. So,
you do it smart, it usually works out that way.
There you go. You do a great job. Lisa, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And let me give some tickets away right now. In fact, we've got tickets to Three Blonde Moms. And that is, of course, October 7th at the Canyon Club. I'd love to invite you all to that. And of course, all you have to do is call right now. Get your girlfriends together. In fact, get your guys together too. This is fun. They can see a little bit about what women and what we really think about and what we do. So 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
We're here with Dr. Angie Wellacala.
I'm talking to you, that person that just found out their best friend has cancer. This is real. It hits home, and it's like, where do you go? Where do you start? I just got an email from a 31-year-old single mom whose doctors have literally just given up on her and have no other choice, and she just needs to have someone else that believes with her.
So your Healing Agents International is presenting Fighting Strong, a benefit concert. What can someone expect to see?
They're going
to
see some amazing artists singing. They're going to be inspired by stories. I'll be sharing my story. I've got some other healing agent stories. And it's really a night of hope and inspiration so that you can walk through the next day, the next week, the next month of whatever you have to walk through to get healthy and whole.
You have a benefit concert coming October 29th. So it's in Thousand Oaks. The best way to read about this event?
That would be our website, which is healingagentswithans.org.
Thanks, Dr. Angie.
Thank you so much. And remember, we're coming together to help others heal.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. I hope that you have an amazing weekend planned for you. And, you know, sometimes we just got to get out of the house or, and, you know, just get out of our comfort zones and just enjoy life. I always say we don't want to leave any life on the table. And, you know, just say yes. Say yes. Even if it's you can't do it that day, do it. Say yes. I would love to get together with you. I just can't do it today. Let's put something on the calendar. Make something happen for yourself. Again, I do want to remind you that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, you know, my next guest I wanted to share about is going to be actually the famous Dave Anderson. And of course, that is Famous Dave's. And he is the award-winning chef and cookbook author. And we're going to be talking with him and find out a little bit more about barbecuing. I love barbecues. So we'll be talking with him next. So I hope that you stay with us all the way through that. I'd love to give something away. We've got more tickets to Ventura Harvest Festival. And I do want to remind you that this is the 27th annual celebration. And, of course, it's September 30th, starting on Friday. You can get your weekend in there all the way to October 2nd. So I've got a pair of tickets for somebody. Call in right now. Also, this weekend, we've got the California Beer Festival. And of course, that's happening this weekend, 16th, 17th, and 18th. And I've got a pair of tickets for you. So I would love to share that with all of you out there. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. We've got Lisa Carey in our studio. We're talking about the Harvest Festival. And how much are tickets? I know you talked about the kids are free, but how much are tickets?
Adults are $9, seniors are $7, and active military are $7, and youths $13, to 17 are $4, and then if kids of 12 and under are free.
Wow, that's great. Great.
And then
prices.
Of course, if you check out like the Ventura County Star, the VC Reporter, there's ads that you can print a $2 coupon, or you can also bring a donation for food share and you get $2
there
off.
You go. There's so many ways to get in that weekend. Now, here's a question. How many people attend the Harvest Festival a year?
You know what? I'm going to have to speak in ballpark terms, but anywhere from 8,000 to 16,000.
Wow.
And that's, of course, over 3 days.
Yeah.
And it's great to sit back and watch the people coming in. I do a lot of that because
I do too
because
when I'm
you
there.
See the different generations coming and everybody has a smile on their face and some have a beeline to their
right.
You know,
I know,
like
I've seen
favorite
those kind
person.
Of people.
They,
yeah.
They don't want to be distracted, they want to head right there. And then others are enjoying the strolling entertainment and the interaction and the engagement and different things. You know, it's sort of overwhelming when you see the amount of the art and the presentations. And
how many rooms
lovely.
This year?
There's three of the big halls, okay. and then interspersed throughout the street.
Okay.
There's vendors and exhibitors, and then there's a food court, and there's beer and wine, and you know, it's a fun day.
I love it. I love it. And what would you say is the most unusual vendor there? Could you, I mean, is there anybody that just, even you, Tom, is there anything that just screams out at you?
Well, I have to say, because there's one artisan that it's almost like, I don't know how they put it together, but he probably combs the beach of the Ventura Harbor or the beachside, and he has these driftwood pieces, and he puts these beautiful mosaics together that are just stunning, that use all recycled wood that you would find on a hike or whatever. And they're hanging things, their designs, their wall sculptures, really unique things. And a lot of time and love goes into those. There's also an artisan who takes forks, like silver antique forks, and makes jewelry out of them.
Okay.
It's called she's actually, it's called Forkadelic.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, and you wouldn't think that you would be wearing jewelry that is also
but
tableware.
But a lot of them are like antiques,
yeah,
right?
It's
you know,
stunning.
That, yeah, I actually have
very
one of those,
stunning.
Like a spoon that has,
And that's sort of an example of how they take something and then just create a totally new look with it.
Now, do the vendors pretty much year after year, I mean, is there, you know, do you get new ones or is there, once you find good one, you know, do they keep coming back?
Well, it's funny you mention that because it is a juried showcase and there is sort of there's criteria you have to go through, but there's also a waiting list. They're not going to just let anybody in, you know. They
so
have
once
to,
you're in, you're in?
Once you're in, and usually when people... they do have to apply each year and meet that criteria, but there's lots of new people each year too, and it's a wonderful way to get a diversity because you have so many different clothing textiles. This lady last year was a new vendor, and she was had the most gorgeous purses, that little hand clutches, and then there's candles, and you walk in these halls, and it smells so great. It
right.
smells of the
so
fall
many
season,
different things.
And,
yeah,
you
I
know,
love it. I
it's,
love
it's,
it.
It's a whole sensory kind of experience.
I love it. Okay, so if they don't win tickets here, how do they get their tickets?
Well, that's good question.
Thank you.
You can buy them at the door, and that's certainly an option. You can go online at harvestfestival.com. Either way. And if you go on the website as well, there's a downloadable coupon that'll get you $2 off too.
Oh,
so
okay.
Any way you slice it,
you
they
got,
make it easy.
Yeah, you find it. And is it any more at the door as opposed to
nope,
just buying? Okay,
not at all.
That's
and
always
cash
good to
and
know.
Credit card, anything's accepted.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to be sharing this again. It feels like also, you know, what's scary is when I think of the Harvest Festival, I'm like, oh my God, the year's almost over. You know, it's like,
I like it because the Harvest Festival Original Art and Craft Show is kind of like an introduction to the fall season. It's like a kickoff here in Ventura County. And I think people come to celebrate that and spend time together. And it's something that, you know, there's often not something that you can bring the entire family and different generations to where everybody's going to find something that they're engaged with or they have a good time. And so this is one of those unique opportunities that allows you, like you say, get out of the house, call a friend, call a girlfriend, and make a day of it. It's just total
Now, are
blast.
You one of those shoppers that take a long time to make decisions, or you like go in, pick, and done?
You know, something, it speaks to me, you know, and
me
then
too.
I go, oh my gosh, this is so cool. I have to have this.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know who's going to enjoy it, but I have to get this.
Yeah.
You know, I don't debate much, but I am hanging out there for the whole weekend, so I scope out my favorites.
There you go. All right. Does your husband shop with you?
Yes.
Okay.
He does.
He likes to hang and figure. Okay.
Yeah, but he knows not to. He goes for his man stuff.
There you go. I love it. Yeah, Tom?
Yeah, there's good stuff. And the other thing is my mom used to be the champion of, she always bought things to have in the closet, so when you were invited somewhere, you always had, I will tell you, for those just fun knick-knacky things when you go to somebody's house and you want to bring them, because everybody brings a bottle of wine, and sometimes you'll bring these like table settings or just something unique, and people just look at it like, oh
wow,
my gosh,
you thought
where did
about
you get this?
Yeah,
where did you
was,
get it? And
right.
It's a place to load up for that kind of going Thanksgiving into Christmas. It's really good.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a great, I so appreciate that you said that, because they're not expensive and they're just really thoughtful, mm-hmm. and people just love it because it's a personalized approach.
There
and
you
it's,
go.
Yeah, nothing will be like this anywhere.
There you go. All right, I'm so glad that you are here again. Get your tickets to the Harvest Festival. Of course, it's original art and craft show, and that is starting September 30th all the way through October 2nd. I do want to remind you, it's over at the Seaside Park Ventura County Fairground, and starting Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6, Sunday 10 to 5, and of course, adults $9, seniors $7, military and active retired veterans $7, and youth 13 to 17 are $4, and kids 12 and under are free. So it's going to be, it's just a great thing. And again, I do want to remind you, if you don't win tickets here, but call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. If you don't win them here, you can just go to the website, and that is harvestfestival.com. With that, thank you so much, Lisa Carey. I appreciate you being here. We're going to take a really quick break, but we'll be right back.
Enjoy the new art season and upcoming events at Studio Chama Island's Blackboard Gallery in Camarillo. The new exhibition called Life Force features world-renowned artists Hiroko Yoshimoto and Bob Privet from September 1st through the 24th. Also, be sure to save the date for September 30th for a night of comedy and cocktails with the comedic talents of David Diebel, Steve Smith, and Jason Love. For all upcoming events, check out StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. That's 805-383-1368.
The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Catch the Elite Series main stage show In the Midst of All That Is Good, a captivating drama on confronting past betrayals, frauds, and public humiliations, playing July 22nd through August 21st. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of life here in the 805. And of course, I'm Kim Pagano. And I'm so glad that you are all here with us, starting your day in a positive way. I'd love to give some tickets away. And we've got some elite theater tickets. And of course, that is The Tempest. And it's going on main stage Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 2. And it's going to be all the way till September 25th. If you've never been to the Elite Theater, if they're located at 2731 September. Located at 2731 Victoria Avenue and in Oxnard. And I'd love to share their number with you. Reservations are 805-483-5118. And I'd love to give a couple pairs of tickets away for that. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right, our next guest. We've all eaten there, I'm sure. And of course, we have an award-winning chef, cookbook author, and of course, we're talking about famous Dave Anderson. And if you are a barbecue lover, guess what? We're going to be talking about that today. So let's join us again, Dave Anderson. Are you there?
Hi, I am.
Wow, great. Nice to hear from you. How are you?
I am rocking and rolling, hunky-dory, feeling groovy, setting the world on fire, got a piggy by the tail. If I felt any better, they'd have to call the police.
Wow. Okay. So you were just recently crowned smoker champion. How did you become an expert on barbecuing?
You know, I'm often asked how I got into barbecue, and I can honestly say I don't think that I got into it more than I was born into it. My dad's a full-blood Choctaw Indian from Ida Belle, Oklahoma, which is about as far south in Oklahoma as you can get. And he married my mom, who's from Wisconsin. And after the war in 1945, my dad got married, and they moved to Chicago, where once they got there, and that's because all of the jobs at the time were in Chicago. But to show you how passionate barbecue was to my dad, he used to haul my mom down south every other weekend till she learned how to cook southern
some
good barbecue. So I kind of grew up in a family knowing that we were just a little bit different than every other family on the block, because when they were going out to eat, they were going out for pizza and burgers, and my dad was packing us up into the family car, and we were headed down to the south side of Chicago for some good old-fashioned barbecue.
Wow. And so, Dave, what makes your barbecue so special? I mean, I know that, you got some top five secrets that you might want to share with us.
You mean you're asking me to spill the beans on what's in the secret sauce?
Kind of. I mean, you know, it's funny. I mean, we love it when we go in there, but, you know, it's like if we could just, I mean, we'll never, you know, it's always like I do hair and people want to do their hair at home, but they can never do it the same. But you want to know some tips on how to at least, you know, look halfway decent while you're trying to get out the door. So kind of the same thing.
First of all, I always tell everybody, when they ask me what's in the secret sauce, I tell them, there ain't nothing but love and kisses.
I love
it. But today, I'm going to spill the beans. I'm going to let your listening audience know how to make some of the best-tasting barbecue. And it really is simple as this. First of all, you want to get out in your backyard, get your barbecue grill, your charcoal grill, that has a cover on it. And what I'd like to do is take the charcoal and take a log, not just a handful of chips, because a lot of times folks will take and grab a handful of wood chips and they'll put it on the charcoal, and that just doesn't really do it. So I try to get an old hickory log or oak log or maybe even some apple wood or cherry wood if I can get it. And I just take that log and push the charcoal up towards one end of the grill. And then when you put the cover on, it won't burst up in flames, but it will really smolder away really nice and beautiful. And it will bathe your meat in all those smoky, wonderful aromas. Now, one of the things I do is, whether it's a pork butt or a brisket or a rack of ribs, I like to smoke it kind of low and slow, about 225 to 250. And what's happening when it's smoking low like that, the meat muscles sort of relax, the fat renders out, and what you're left with is a juicy, tender piece of meat. Mm. Now, here's the secret. When you're adding the seasonings, if you haven't bought new seasonings within the last 6 months, I would go right home, throw everything out, go buy yourself some fresh seasonings, because there ain't anything better than a robust, tasty meat, but you got to have fresh seasonings to get those robust, tasty flavors.
Right. Now, you know what? No, wait. Let me just stop you there. And I do want to remind anybody that's just starting their day with us, waking up here, starting your day in a positive way, that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to famous Dave Anderson, and we're talking about barbecuing. But you know what? I wondered, how long do you think, so 6 months, expiration, boom, done? For
you can always,
seasonings?
There's always some flavor in spices, but that real robust flavor is when the seasonings are new. In fact, at home and at Famous Dave's, I actually hand grind my own seasonings, so I really get that fresh, wonderful taste that you just can't get anywhere else than if it's fresh ground.
Mm.
And then the next thing, once I've gotten my meat nice and smoked, the barbecue sauce, which is really important.
I love
now,
barbecue sauce.
You take your best sauce that you like, and hopefully it's Famous Dave's award-winning Rich and Sassy.
I love Rich and Sassy. Yep.
Either sweet and zesty or my hot sauce called Devil Spit, and mix them together. Now, here's the secret. What I like to do is to jumpstart it with a jar of apricot preserves and also a couple shots of Kahlua. And those two things added to any barbecue sauce just really jumps up the flavor. And then I slather it on my meat. Now, here's another secret. I take and add more hot charcoal to the grill, and then I put the slathered sauce on the meat and caramelize the sugars that are in the sauce and get a little crust on it. And boy, I tell you what, when you add all those layers of flavors from great tasting meat to the seasonings to the smokiness to the charring the sauce on it, you are in for some tasty, great tasting barbecue.
Okay, I'm so hungry. And, I do want to remind everybody that we actually have a Famous Dave's right here. We always are giving away your gift certificates. And I'd love to do that right now. Let's give a gift certificate away to our listeners. All you have to do is call in at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. We're right here in Oxnard at the Collections, a great place. They also do banquets. They do takeouts. All that stuff. I mean, if you're having a party, we're getting ready for the holidays right now. Oh, my God. There's nothing better than a slab of ribs, tri-tip, any of the barbecue stuff like that. And I'm telling you, Dave's does it great. And we've got Famous Dave Johnson, Famous Dave Anderson on the phone right now. So, oh, my God, you made that sound so delicious. And thank you so much for sharing some of those great ideas. So talk to us about tips for the perfect barbecue tailgating experience.
Well, you know, here's what I share with friends, family. I would get my barbecue books, either Ribalicious, which you can go on Amazon and find, or my newest one called Famous Dave's Barbecue Party Cookbook, because in there I give a lot of great tips on how to have the perfect tailgate. And one of the things that I share is you want to dress up your table. Sometimes folks, they just take their food, like potato salad or coleslaw, and they just dump it in bowls. And what I like to do is I like to dress up the table, like my potato salad. I'll put in little cups, and then I'll add some different type of garnishes on it. Really dress it up because it's a little something special. Or I'll take fruit, like watermelon, and I'll carve a pig out of it, or I'll carve some type of fun animal, or make it into a basket. Or I'll take a pineapple, and I'll carve up the pineapple. But little things like that really add a lot of fun to a table, and people really do eat with their eyes.
So Dave, I love that you said that. I love that you said that, because it's all about pay attention to detail. I was just at a family wedding, and they had, you know, watermelon and all that. And I was like, you know, I haven't done this in a long time. But and they're like, is there any way you could cut up fruits? I'm like, you know, I'm going to take a couple minutes and make you one of those baskets, you know. And so you zigzag mm-hmm. the whole outside, and then we put all the fruit in. And I can't tell you how many people are like, oh, my God, who did your thing? It was a simple, but it's all about pay attention to the detail. I love that. I love that as a man that you, you know, recognize that, because you're right. We do talk and eat with our eyes. And I love that. Dave, will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I'm so excited to talk with you. Some really great ideas. Will you stay with us?
Hey, I'll hang on, because my whole purpose in life is just to make you happy.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We put a lot of stuff on the table for giveaways. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. I'd love you to get some of these gifts that we're giving away here. We'd love to give back to our audience, and we thank you so much for being here. I've got a pair of tickets to Peter Cetera, and of course that is this evening, and all I have to do is get you on Will Call. So call in right now. 419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, third-generation healer, energy healing practitioner, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people and their pets transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. She is called the Dog Whisperer by her clients. Learn her new healing techniques for your furry friends. Enroll in a pet healing seminar in Camarillo. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097. Or visit DorotheaHealing.com. Join five of America's hottest celebrity chefs, including chefs Ben Ford, Elizabeth Faulkner, and Antonio Lofaso. Participate in a Chopped-style competition on stage at the Culinary Showdown. Help support the fight against breast cancer. Learn more at ComanLACounty.org/cook. That's ComanLACounty.org/cook.
Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I do want to remind you that we will be here all the way till 8 o'clock. And of course, we are so glad you're here. Our phone number, 419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to give something away. And we've got California Beer Festival happening this weekend. And of course, that's 16th, 17th, and 18th. And I'd love to share some tickets with you. I hope that you guys can all now. Go out there. It's going to be they get bigger and better every year. And there's so many of them. I love it, right? But it's the whole street fair, and then grab a glass and just hang on and go check it out. So again, that is over at 673 East Santa Clara Street in Ventura. Call in right now, 419-0008. Tom?
Hey, true story. This has actually happened. My daughter's birthday was Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. And we went out and we had some fun. And as we were going back to the car, Cole looked at me. His birthday is October 1st. True story. He said, "We're going to Famous Dave's, right?"
I love it.
And I looked at him. I said, "You betcha."
There
and
you then go. I What's didn't, your? F- I, and you didn't know I was having.
I did had no clue that you were going to be on this morning. But that happened Wednesday evening. Here we are on Saturday, getting closer and closer to October 1st. My child does have good taste.
Absolutely.
But it is it's all about the variety of the sauces that you can play with. The other thing for a 14-year-old. This kid likes stuff that kind of smokes a little bit. He likes it to take off. He likes the heat.
Well, it's funny, and I do want to remind everybody, we're talking with Famous Dave Anderson right now, of course, owner of Famous Dave's, and we have one right here. We'll throw another gift certificate out there for one of my lucky guests that are listening right now. And all you have to do is call in, leave us your name and your number and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. But it's funny, I actually do that. I put all my sauces together and I'm making my own creation. So when you said that, Dave, that's exactly how I eat. Are you there?
Well,
yeah.
I got to tell you something. That kid of yours is, I can tell already, is going to grow up to be bright and brilliant and a world changer.
There you go. He is pretty cool, huh? Yeah.
And he's a nice hockey player.
There you go. Exactly. So tell us some of your recipes you've created for the TV show Smoked.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because we are actually featuring these recipes at the Famous Dave's restaurants this next week. And, when we won the Smoke Championship, we went up against the best of the best. And when the smoke cleared, there was no more smoke and mirrors. Famous Dave's came out on top. Mm. And what we won with, we had smoked a whole boar. And in honor of that, we are having smoky boar sandwiches, which taste pretty much like pork, but they have a little bit added tastiness to it. And I think anybody recognizes that, animals that run around like buffalo or turkeys or boar actually have a good, full, tasty flavor to them. And everybody knows that even chickens, when they run around fresh, they just taste so much better. So we're featuring sausage made out of wild boar, and it's really delicious. And then one of the other recipes that we won with, and a lot of people never think about this for their backyard grill, but a pork loin. We took a whole pork loin and we cut it up into like little steaks, hand rubbed some really tasty seasonings onto it, and then we grilled it and got some smoke flavor charred on it. And we took some pineapple planks. We took a pineapple, cut it up, made some planks, charred it on the grill along with some peppers, and cut that up into a beautiful, wonderful, tasty salsa. And on top of that, we added crumbly bacon bits. And I'm telling you, that is one tasty sandwich.
Oh, yum. That sounds amazing. You know, my daughter makes a lot of the pork loin. What's great about them is they're big, so you can have a couple meals out of them. So that's a great idea. Now, let me ask you, how many restaurants do you have?
There's 180 Famous Dave's from Washington, D.C. to California. There's a couple in Puerto Rico, one up in Canada, and just recently in Abu Dhabi.
Wow. Wow. And do you make your way to all of them?
I get around as much as I can. It's always great to get out and meet the guests and see the staff. It's one of the things I enjoy the most.
Wow. And let me ask you, do you have children?
I do. I have two boys, James and Tim, and they're kind of making their own way in the world, and they've always, you know, funny story. My older boy James, when he was in high school, and I was working on my recipes, I'd be, anybody who's passionate like I am,
yeah, you can totally
really
tell,
work
yeah.
around the clock. And he always used to say, "Dad, I always have to go to school smelling like your barbecue sauce."
I love it. I love it. Is he passionate about cooking? Either one of them?
My younger boy is, and then my son does too. He does block parties where he'll cook up all of the barbecue for the local block party.
Oh, okay. So they've got your talent. Okay, very cool. Very cool.
Well, I think barbecue, you know, it's everyone's food. It's how America celebrates. You know, I often say that there's something about chewing smoky charred meat off a bone that just brings out everyone's inner caveman.
Right. Dave, you know, there's one thing that I think I've actually learned, because we've been barbecuing obviously a lot, but I've been cooking ahead meals. And then doing food proportions, you know, my husband and I, because we're almost empty nesters, our kids aren't always home. And so it's just him and I. And so we'll take a tri-tip and then we'll slice it up and put it in, you know, little kind of compartments of food. But I don't think that you want to cook your meat all the way through. You want to leave it almost a little bit rare, because it cooks after you get it off the burner, right?
Yeah, especially tri-tip. You know, tri-tip is one of those meats that should not be totally cooked through. Tri-tip actually has, it's like a cross of several muscles. And I think that's why some of the best tasting tri-tip is where you season your meat and you put it on a hot grill where you can sear in the flavors. Tri-tip is just a wonderful, tasty cut of meat, and then sliced thin. You got some really good tasting food there.
Yeah. Now, tell us, like, so Famous Dave's, I always just think of their ribs, okay? Their beef ribs. They're beef, right? Do you have beef?
We have you got your St. Louis pork ribs.
Correct, yeah.
And then we have some loin back ribs. But, Famous Dave's, we have over 700 first-class, best-of-class awards for our barbecue, more than any restaurant in history. And you know what? There isn't anything better than getting a rack of ribs, getting some country roasted chicken, some my honey-buttered cornbread, barbecued beans.
Oh, my God, it's my favorite.
Tasty, zesty coleslaw, and the best mouth-watering bread pudding you ever tasted.
Bread pudding even. Okay. Now you're talking. I love it. Okay. So can you talk to us about your side dishes? What, we have a couple minutes left. What, you know, you mentioned your coleslaw, and, you know, what about your corn? Don't you have corn too?
Well, we have corn on the cob. We have our mac and cheese, which is very tasty mac and cheese. It's different from anything out there because we actually add a little jalapenos to it and some corn niblets. So it's a wonderful, you know, side dish. And then, you know, we've got our barbecue baked beans. Everybody who says, "I don't like beans," well, they love Famous Dave's beans, because we put in smoky brisket, we put in smoky sausage, we've got some jalapeno peppers in there, and it is one zesty, tasty barbecue baked beans.
Wow, I love it. Now, okay, I mean, obviously, you go in there and you can have a full meal, but you also have family style. Isn't that kind of how it goes?
Especially, I think what you're talking about is my Famous Dave's All-American Barbecue Feast.
There you go.
Which is served on a garbage can lid, kind of paying homage to my early days when I couldn't afford a real smoker, and I used to make it out of a galvanized garbage can, and I would smoke up my ribs in there, and when I was done, I'd take the top off and put my ribs on the garbage can lid to bring to the table.
Oh,
so today, we have our All-American Barbecue Feast on a garbage can lid, which has a whole rack of ribs, a whole country roasted chicken. You've got either your choice of pulled pork or Texas beef brisket, barbecue baked beans, coleslaw, our shack fry, fries, some corn on the cob, and my honey buttered cornbread. It's a real all-American barbecue feast served on a garbage can lid.
I love it. Famous Dave Anderson is who we're talking to. Dave, this has been really a pleasure. Honestly, I have Famous Dave's right here. We always are working with them and helping them to get the word out. And this is just a pleasure talking to you. I love your passion. That's what my show is all about, is living your passion and sharing it with people. And if you're ever out here, I'd love to, you know, have you come in. But I would love you to send me a couple of your cookbooks if you could. I would love to share those.
They are on their way.
You got it.
And for those of you listening, if you want to get these award-winning cookbooks, which have been recognized by the National Barbecue Association, just go to Amazon or stop at any of the restaurants and ask for them, and we'll get them to you. America's Best Barbecue Recipes by Famous Dave.
There you go. Thank you so much, Dave, and thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life here in the 805, and of course, all the way across the nation. So thank you so much, Dave.
Kim, thank you for having me on. And for all those listening, may you always be surrounded by great tasting barbecue and all your best friends. See you. Thank you and have a great week.
You too. All right. Thank you so much. All right. We are at the end of our first hour. That means you can stay for a whole nother hour. And we've got lots of great things that we're going to be talking about. We have David Asell going to be talking about relationships to become financially free. And so we've got lots of stuff we'll be talking with him. And then we have Kelly Meehan, and we're going to be talking about the Banana Festival. And so I'm really excited to share with that with you. Of course, we always end each one of our shows with a moment of happiness. And of course, today's is thinking will not overcome fear, but action will. With that, you've been listening to the first hour of the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.